And man, what a sale at Dayton's Downstairs. Today and tomorrow. You can choose from a great selection of menswear at low, low sale prices, Dayton's Downstairs. Now, here are just a few of the outstanding bargains. If you tell the ladies in the kitchen to be quiet, will you please? Okay, shh, girls, listen. Driving gloves with hand-stitched leather palms, plain or cable-knit wool backs, just $1.69 in tan, gray, or black. All-weather coat with warm zip-out lining, sale price at just $19.90. And other sale items include jackets and sweaters, quilted underwear, shoes, robes, scarves, and gloves, dress and sport shirts, a choice collection of gift ideas. So, do your Christmas shopping while prices are reduced. Stock up on menswear now at Dayton's Downstairs. And remember, the sale prices will be in effect today and tomorrow only at all Dayton's Downstairs stores. You can order by telephone if you wish. Call Dayton's phone order number, 3390112. And when you visit Dayton's Minneapolis, be sure to visit the old London town, the fabulous Charles Dickens Village. That is something to see. Merle, you get up to the cities, be sure you see that old London town by Charles Dickens. I'm talking now to Merle Narveson, who is... your home is Rochester, Minnesota, but during the summer months, your home will be here at Lake City, won't it, Merle?
That's right, Howard. I have lived in Rochester for over 30 years, and of course, commuting isn't the best thing, so I will be making my residence here.
You hold a kind of a new position that Lake City just created now as a harbor administrator, is that right?
That's right, Howard. They felt...
Well, that's all right.
They felt that they are spending over $500,000 to improve this area. The harbor is being enlarged, and the point is being raised above the flood level.
Mm-hmm.
And
that'll be very important during the spring months, won't it? It'll save what, some boat damage and slip damage, or what?
This always has been a problem, but now this will be eliminated.
As harbor administrator, they had to create this office because of their spending. How much money did you say?
Over half a million.
Over $500,000 for these new facilities.
That's right. It was a beautiful area before, and of course it'll be much more so now. Mm-hmm. after all this work is done.
Well, this is important not only to Lake City, but to all of Minnesota, since Lake City is the only city on Lake Pepin.
That's right, Howard.
That's terrific. Well, do you think you'll like your work?
Well, I'm sure I will. I've been a boater for 25 years, and I know boating. I know what boating people like.
Mm-hmm.
And I know all the people in the harbor very well, and
sure.
This, I think, will help.
Fishing is pretty good, too, on Lake Pepin.
Well, it really is. I think sometimes that people make their trips up north, and I know that they come back with less fish sometimes than the people that come over here to Lake Pepin and fish.
Well, thanks a lot, Merle Narveson. It's nice talking with you. You know, Merle, and a good fisherman, too, is the Joyce Lamont. She gets out a whole couple of crappies and sunfish out of Lake Calhoun every morning before coming to work. Right, Joyce?
Wrong.
What?
So there.
They hear you in the living room here.
Ah, how are you?
Oh, we're fine now.
Sounds like a lot of fun down there.
You have some more special events there?
Yes, I do.
All right.
The Christmas Seal Mobile X-Ray Unit of Hennepin County will be in Minneapolis today giving free chest X-rays at 42nd and Lindale Avenue North. Tomorrow and Friday, it will be in downtown Minneapolis at 5th Street and 2nd Avenue South. The hours today for free chest X-rays, 11 till 2 and 3 until 6. And the Twin Cities Diabetes Association Mobile Laboratory is also in downtown Minneapolis this week, giving free blood tests for diabetes. It's at the plaza of the First National Bank, 5th Street and 2nd Avenue South. The hours today, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Free color films with a Thanksgiving holiday theme, My Father's World and Williamsburg Restored, will be shown at 2 o'clock this afternoon in the Minneapolis Public Library. I'll be back again about 9:15, Howard.
Thank you, Joyce, baby doll.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, you should have seen Princess Kay of the Milky Way here a few minutes ago, Joyce.
Oh, she's a dear.
Yeah, I know.
Darling. Right. Uh-huh.
Twin City temperature is 40 degrees. It's 8 minutes before 9 o'clock in the morning. When it comes to home decorating, one thing that seems to stymie people is color selection. Are you confused by color selection, Bremer?
Oh, sometimes I do.
Sometimes. They want to be different, but not too different. Daring, but not too daring. Are you ever daring?
Only when I have to be.
You see, there is a color that has people talking this year, O'Brien's Grecian Olive. It's different and it's daring, like Mr. Bremer here, yet it harmonizes beautifully with most of your furnishings. Your O'Brien dealer has Grecian Olive in the complete line of O'Brien paints.
When it's paint you plan on buying, see the man who sells O'Brien. He can answer any questions you may have. He'll explain just how to use the O'Brien paint you choose for quality, top quality. Be sure the paint you're buying is O'Brien.
In the Minneapolis area, see Hirschfields or check the yellow pages for your nearest O'Brien paint dealer. Right now, the guy giving me the hard time is Mr. Harold Bremer. Are you a farmer, Harold?
Yes, I am. I live about 6 miles northeast of here.
I know. You're also quite a camera bug, aren't you?
Well, this is a big occasion, and we like to keep record of it.
Because your bulbs are going out all the time. You say you had to be daring occasionally? What are you referring to there?
Let's not get onto that on the air, shall we?
Color selection, or when you're a volunteer fireman, aren't you?
No, I just like to compliment our Lake City Fire Department on a terrific job they do for the rural area out here. We see some of these...
Wait a minute. I think you said that too fast. Maybe they didn't hear it. I hardly got it. What does he want to say again?
Well, I like to compliment the Lake City Fire Department for a terrific job that they do for the rural people. It's a volunteer fire department, and we see these businessmen and store owners and things like this come out to our rural fires. And even with the good clothes on, we see them work hard and long hours all through the night to give us this type of service. And we think it's just terrific. We know we've got the best fire department in the state of Minnesota, and we think it's one of the best in the nation.
Well, that's a nice thing for you to say, because as you say, these guys don't get much in the way of pay, you know.
Well, that's just true, and that's why we really appreciate them.
Are you a neighbor of Robert and Ralph?
Well, not a real close neighbor, about 6 miles, but we're real good friends.
Oh, yeah. And you do some farming, of course?
Oh, yes, very definitely.
And your wife made that famous cake, and give the recipe to Joyce, and
well,
a cake.
She's sending a cake along up to Joyce.
All right, it was nice talking with you.
Thank you.
We'll be back now in about 15 minutes with the Weather Ball weather and more broadcasting for our Farm City Days from Lake City, Minnesota, and the Shrimp Farm.
You say you have to make a rush trip out of town, and you don't know which airline flies where, and you've only got time to make one phone call. So make your time count. Call United Airlines and tell us where you want to go and when. United has more flights to more U.S. cities than any other airline. And if that doesn't get you where you want to go, you have an ace up your sleeve. We're the only airline that connects with every other U.S. airline. In short, just tell us where you want to go and when. We'll see that you get there.
By the friendly skies of United.
United! Using United's Jet Coach excursion fare, fly to Los Angeles and save $52.65 on your round trip. And you can charge it with United's free personal travel credit card.
The third anniversary, and questions remain.
President during Franklin D. Roosevelt's first two terms tends to be upset by picture-taking sessions.
Northwestern National Bank, may we help you today?
For CCO Land, brought to you by the 12 Northwestern banks of the Minneapolis area, the banks that like to help you. Well, it's a, I'll say a beautiful day. It's a cloudy day, but very nice, balmy day at Lake City, Minnesota, where we're broadcasting our Farm City Days this morning. We'll have the forecast for Minnesota and the Twin Cities in just a moment. First, for you folks across Lake Pepin in Wisconsin, your forecast, mostly cloudy, windy, and mild today. A chance of rain today and tonight, changing to snow in the northwest portion of Wisconsin tomorrow. Cooler and cloudy tomorrow, Wisconsin. Highs 45 to 52 in the north and 50s in the south, and lows tonight, 40s. For Iowa, partly cloudy to cloudy today through tomorrow. Chance of scattered showers in the west tonight and over the state tomorrow for Iowa. Highs today, 50s in the north to the lower 60s in the south portion of Iowa, and low tonight in the 40s. The forecast for Minnesota, cloudy to occasionally cloudy today through tomorrow, with scattered light drizzle or snow in the extreme north today and tonight. Some light snow or rain mixed with snow over the state tomorrow. I'm going to repeat that for Minnesota. Some light snow or rain mixed with snow over the state of Minnesota tomorrow. Mild today, cooler tonight and tomorrow. Highs today 34 to 48 in the north and 56 to 58 in the south portion of Minnesota. Lows tonight 24 to 34 in the north and 34 to 44 in the south. And in just a minute, we'll have the forecast for the Twin Cities.
Northwestern National Bank, may we help you today?
Let's see, which weather ball bank are we speaking for today? Oh, yes, here we are. The third Northwestern National Bank at 416 East Hennepin Avenue. Another full-service Northwestern bank where they like to help you with all your financial needs. Checking accounts? Of course. Either special or regular. Pick the one that fits your needs. And, of course, they have dozens of other banking requirements at Third Northwestern. Drive-in banking, free parking, everything in the way of convenience and services you want in your bank. But, you know, people are the most important ingredient when you establish a banking connection, because there's no business quite as personal as managing your money. And I've met the people at Third Northwestern, and I know you'll agree, once you've gotten acquainted there, these people really do want to help you. If you live or work in the area, stop in at 416 East Hennepin and meet the nice people at Third Northwestern National Bank.
Northwestern National Bank, may we help you today?
For the Twin Cities, the weather ball right now is steady. It hasn't moved off that building there one bit. Considerable cloudiness. I can't see the weather ball from Lake City. The weather ball on top of the silo is brown. It's kind of a tan color this morning. For the Twin Cities, considerable cloudiness today through tomorrow with a chance of showers mostly tonight and tomorrow. Continued mild today and tonight, but cooler tomorrow. Southerly winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour, diminishing late today. The high today for the Twin Cities, 58. That should be a new record. The low tonight, 40. The high tomorrow, only 45. And the low tomorrow night, 25. Right now, the temperature in the Twin Cities is 46 degrees. Relative humidity, 97%. The wind is southwest, 8 miles an hour. And the barometer, 29.90 and steady. And skies over the Twin Cities are as cloudy as they are here at Lake City. Weather Ball Weather was brought to you by the 12 Northwestern banks of the Minneapolis area, the banks that like to help you.
Northwestern National Bank. May we help you today?
Broadcasting Farm City Days on CCO Radio today and tomorrow. Yesterday at Mora, Minnesota. Today at Lake City and the Ralph and Robert Shrimp Farm. And tomorrow in Amory, Wisconsin at the George Hubert Farm at Amory. But we'll be back here in the living room in just 1 minute.
Filter tipped. Luxury length. Packaged in gold.
I know what I like, and I like the taste of Pell-Mell Gold.
Filter-tipped Pell-Mell, packaged in gold. Here is Pell-Mell's famous length of fine tobaccos and the filter tip.
Same Pell-Mell tobaccos?
Identical. And you get Pell-Mell's natural mildness, too. Natural mildness that means just one thing. Smooth, pleasing flavor.
Mmm. Filter-tipped Pell-Mell. I like it.
Luxury
length. I like
that Pell-Mell taste.
I like.
I know what I like, and I like the taste of Pell-Mell Gold.
Discover the long filter cigarette that's long on flavor. Filter-tipped Pell-Mell, packaged in gold. Outstanding, and they are mild.
It's 14 past 9 o'clock on a Tuesday morning, November 22nd, 1966. I want to here mention this being the third anniversary of the assassination of President Kennedy. Tonight on my VIP show, I'm going to have a very thrilling, inspiring bit remembering that tragic day in 1963. That'll be in the VIP show tonight. Right now, I have next to me here at the table in the living room of the Shrimp Home a member of the Adagio Ballet Quartet who appeared at the Lake City High School Auditorium last night. And that was a beautiful performance, honey. What is your name, sweetie?
Stan Wold.
Stan Wold? You didn't look like a Stan to me. You looked like Gertrude Wold last night. Who are the other members of your quartet? It was a sextet.
We had Dean Sperling from the Echo office and Rollin Johnson, the hospital superintendent.
Mm-hmm.
Otis Farmer from the Culligan Soft Water Service, and
all these guys were dressed as ballet dancers, and you had makeup and lipstick on. You haven't got the lipstick off yet, have you, Stan?
I tried hard.
Who else was in the group now we didn't mention?
And Doc Dunwell.
Do they know that they're going to be revealed?
I don't know.
It's kind of like an expose morning, isn't it?
I'll have to find out when I get back to town. They'll probably run me out to the farm again.
They're going to lay for you when you head back into town. Stan Wold with me now is an appliance dealer for GE right in town.
Yes,
you're also president of Kiwanis.
Yes, I am.
And a past president of the Chamber of Commerce at Lake City.
Yes, in 1962 I was the president of the Chamber of Commerce.
Well, then you keep pretty busy.
Yes, I like that sort of thing, though, Howard. I enjoy it very much, working in civic organizations.
You must be rather proud of this town you call Lake City on Lake Pepin.
I am. I'm very proud of it. I wasn't born in Lake City. I came from Gaylord, Minnesota, up near where Erickson was born.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And so I'm not a native of Lake City, but I feel like I am now. I've been here 18 years, Howard, and I love it.
Your family here, too?
Yes.
You have children?
Yes, I have a girl in, that's a freshman at Mankato State, and then a boy who is in school today.
Well, it's terrific. All of us at WCCO Radio want to congratulate you and all the other cities and chambers of commerce that we work with to invite us out here to pay tribute to the farmer and help us in the city. In the Twin Cities and Lake City, get acquainted with the farmer and his problems, and so he can know ours. And so we want to congratulate you. Got a lot of business coming into Lake City?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Talked with the Logan Johnson a while ago, and he mentioned a few of the companies and all. It was amazing.
Yes, Logan is a terrific booster of Lake City, as you could well see here this morning.
Is he a rock hound, you know?
Kind of looks that way, Howard, doesn't
it? Yes, he gave me these souvenirs. I know Kurt will be nuts about these things because he hunts for rocks, too.
We have quite a lot of people doing that here. Of course, we have the 20 miles of lakeshore here, so it isn't too hard to come up with some beautiful agates like
20
that.
Miles of lakeshore?
Yes, sir. More than that, 40 miles, actually.
Uh-huh. If you want to call the Wisconsin side?
Possibly all the way to the Gulf, actually.
Hear that, Wisconsin? He's taking over your side of Lake Pepin. We'll talk with the folks at Amory, Wisconsin tomorrow and see what they say about that, Stan.
All right.
All right, if you can think of anything more to say, why, I'll let think it over for a minute or so there. Will you do that? It's now 18. Is Joy standing by? All right, have Joy stand by. Maybe she also has a word there from Hormel. It's 18 past 9. Twin City temperature is 46 degrees now. Wind is southwest 8. How would you like to end winter starting problems forever and get into a car that's warm and frost-free and ready to go, even when it's been left outside there in the coldest weather? The answer is simple. Auto Start from Larry's Glass. Auto Start automatically starts and shuts off your car's engine while you're away. You're guaranteed easy starting and warmed interior no matter where you leave your car. Auto Start from Larry's Glass is completely self-contained. A control panel fits neatly under your dash, requires no plug-in or outside heat source. Your car is completely theft-proof when operating an auto start. And it's so economical, inexpensive to operate, transfer it from car to car when you trade in. I tell you, get auto start now from Larry's Glass for just $85 plus nominal installation. And as a pre-season special, get a free bonus of an auto heat cushion. Give you a warm bottom, Stan. This auto heat cushion worth $7.95 is a free bonus at Larry's Glass. Installation takes only a few hours, but call now for appointment at Larry's Glass, 410 University Avenue in St. Paul, 2640 Lindale South in Minneapolis, and in Rochester you'll find Larry's Glass also located. Joyce Lamont?
I'm right here, Howard.
I'd like to have you meet Stan Wold. Say hello, Stan.
Hello, Hi. Joyce.
Hi, Stan. How are you?
Fine. How are things in Minneapolis?
Oh, just great. Wish I were there today with you.
Rob Brown is taking her cake back to you early this morning. He's on his way right now.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. That's great.
We were worried that it might disappear out here in the kitchen, Joyce.
Well, everybody around the office here is wondering where the cake is and hoping it'll be back here pretty soon.
In a couple hours.
They're waiting for it.
All right. What's new in the special events world?
The annual Football Awards Convocation will be held tomorrow at the University of Minnesota. That will begin at 11:30 tomorrow morning in the ballroom of Kauffman Union on the campus. Highlighting the occasion will be the naming of the 1967 Gopher football captain. Appearing at the convocation will be the football team and the coaches, the cheerleaders, the pom-pom girls, and the football marching band. That convocation is open free to the public, 11:30 tomorrow morning in Kauffman Union on the campus. The downtown Minneapolis YMCA is offering a physical fitness class for skiers. That will start tomorrow. And beginning and advanced skiing lessons will begin the middle of December. You can call the Y for more information. Chinese foods will be featured at the Foreign Foods Luncheon to be served tomorrow at the International Institute in St. Paul, 11:30 to 1:15. And reservations should be made by noon today. You can call Capital 2-1754. The Children's Theater Company of Minneapolis will open its second production of the season this weekend. There'll be 19 performances of Cinderella, including performances each afternoon during the week between Christmas and New Year's. Tickets are $1 for children, $1.50 for adults, with special discount rates for groups of 20 or more. To make reservations, call the Minneapolis Institute of Arts. The number is 336-2920. I'll be back again about 9:45, Howard.
Okay, Joyce. Now it's 9:21. Twin City temperature in the Twin Cities, 46. Here at Lake City, it's approximately 49 degrees, just a shade warmer, and getting lighter now, and it did stop raining. I'm talking with Stan Wold now. You're president of the Kiwanis. How old is the Kiwanis Club here at Lake City?
Howard, the Kiwanis Club was organized a year ago in September, and at that time, the officers were selected. And I have been the president of the Kiwanis ever since, having 16 months of it.
Mm-hmm.
And now we are looking for new members, being just newly organized. We have 33 members, and anyone wishing to join the Kiwanis, they should either contact Logan Johnson, our membership chairman, or myself, the president of the Kiwanis. We'd be happy to hear.
Is there any age limit?
No, there isn't, Howard.
Mm-hmm. I could join.
Yes, sir, you certainly could.
How about Don Carroll over here?
Yes, we have the principal of the high school as a Kiwanis member, and we're working on the superintendent here, too.
Okay. Thank you very much, Stan Wold, president of the Kiwanis and past president of the Chamber of Commerce at Lake City. Get back to the store now.
All right, Howard.
I wonder if that Adagio Ballet Court group will let you in town, you suppose? You look funny in tar and feathers. 23, I mean, nifty new costume, huh? 23, they were topless Latin last night at the high school auditorium. It's 9:23, our Twin City temperature is 46 degrees.
Today we are privileged to bring you, direct from an Indian reservation, a traditional Indian ceremony. The braves are gathering around the chief. He is about to speak.
Listen, my people, to a pledge of your chief. Chief now own Mustang and make promise to all tribe. I will not boast about power of my Mustang engine of many horses, more than all rest of tribe put together. I will not call Mustang optional stereotape player Little Bighorn. I will not tell other Indians that my basic Mustang is priced lower than their high-priced imitations. It would make their faces red. I will tell everyone Mustang is lowest-priced car of kind in our country. You believe, Chief. Him speak without reservation.
Take the Mustang pledge and see why you're ahead in a Ford.
Here now, across the table from me, as we broadcast from the Shrimp Farm near Lake City, Minnesota, on Farm City Days, is Mr. Don Carroll. Carroll as in syrup, is that right? Is that what you told me, Don?
Correct, Howard.
You're the superintendent of schools for Lake City?
Well, I think I am.
Uh-huh. What are you doing here at this hour, then, sir?
Well, I'm wondering about that myself.
This will go down in your report card, you know.
I have a request to make of you before I leave.
Yes.
Would you zoom in on one of our principals and get an excuse for me so that when I get back at this late hour in the morning, I'll get an entrance?
All right. Who would you recommend I get in touch with?
Wallace Seliseth. He's the biggest of the principals, so...
What does he weigh?
290.
Wallace Sellis, 290 pounds. What's a phone number? And I'll get in touch with them, and I think I can fix it for
you. Fine. Thank you.
How many schools are there around Lake City that you're in charge of?
Well, we're operating four buildings,
mm-hmm.
one high school and three grades.
With a population of nearly, what, 4,000 people, how many students are there?
Well, we have about 1,500 students in the public schools,
mm-hmm.
but there are also two parochial schools here.
I see. Is your school situation crowded as most schools are? Is that right?
Yes.
Lake City plan to do anything about it in the
we
near future?
We are doing things about it.
Uh-huh. Have to build something more, I suppose.
That's the continuous process that they talk about,
uh-huh.
the eternal.
What is the oldest school that you're still using right now?
1872.
Is that right?
Part of a building that we have is 1872.
And it's been remodeled, I suppose.
In 24.
Oh, yeah. Don Carroll, is this your home? Lake City,
well,
your home?
It is now. I've been here 31 years.
31 years. I was wondering. Because Logan Johnson's been here since 1772 or something.
Well, he heard my story, and then he beat me after he heard the story.
How did you get started in the school superintendent business?
Well, that's quite a political thing. I shouldn't talk about that, I suppose.
Well, you got beat last time, huh?
How did I get started in it?
It's not an elected post, is it, or is it?
It's an elective post, not by the voters, but by a school board.
I see.
We're an independent school district.
We should play a song for the school board, a nice song for them
this
morning.
Yes. The treasurer of the board is here right now, the man with all the money.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And here we're talking about new schools. He doesn't like that. Where's it coming from?
Same old place.
Well, Don, it's nice talking with you. And I'll call Wally Wallace Sellis, huh?
Sellis-eth.
Sellis-eth?
Yes.
Chubby, 290 pounds. Does he really weigh that much?
No, not really. About
that's a good story.
About 185, but you know, hearing you each morning, I get in the habit of this.
Oh, yeah. Do you suppose he eats as much as Jurgen Nash?
Almost.
Yeah, he's a beanpole, you know.
Isn't he, though?
He's about the oldest living beanpole in the Northwest. In fact, Don, I'd like to have you meet Jurgen Nash right now. Jurgen, you there?
Yes, I heard that.
Hello, Jurg.
How's the boy?
You know, it's a lot of fun to sit across the table from the Yul Brynner of WCCO.
Ah, get it, pour it onto him good. Well, you got him down there.
Well, Don Carroll, nice talk with you, and good luck.
I'm a little disappointed with the program, however. I came out here about 5 this morning hoping to get a kiss from...
Princess Kay?
Princess Kay, you know, yeah. On my forehead.
Yes.
And I missed it.
Yeah, she had to go back home, she did.
Yeah,
you missed it too, Jurg.
Yeah, well, I'll be bumping into her, so I'll collect it for you sometime, Don.
Thank you.
Okay.
It's 28 minutes after 9. Twin City temperature is now 46 degrees. Jurgen, did you have a princess when you broadcast from Mora yesterday?
Well, I had several princesses.
Hilda.
There.
Hilda was one of them.
Yeah, Hilda was the main one. Oh, she was a beaut.
Let's hear your word there, Jurg.
Okay. Thanksgiving is a delightful time for tradition, and before you make definite plans for your Thanksgiving Day dinner, I'd like you to hear about this tradition. I'm told that for some of those early Thanksgiving dinners, women chose ham, and they started about 2 days ahead of time, basting a sugar and spice glaze onto a ham that turned slowly over an open fire. Well, our friends at Hormel, pardon me, went back into history, and they have created a ham like the one served at those early Thanksgiving dinners. It's the remarkable Hormel Holiday Glaze Canned Ham. That same sugar and spice glaze is flame brown clear through to the heart of the ham. So you get the taste of the glaze, you see, in every bite, not just around the outside. This Thanksgiving, stick to tradition. The remarkable Hormel Holiday Glaze Ham with the flame brown glaze, Hormel Holiday Glaze. Talk about ham, Howard. Are you there?
Oh, come on.
I couldn't resist that.
Yeah, I know. I don't blame you.
Are you eating well there? I imagine you are.
We had breakfast about an hour ago, and it was delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fried eggs and bacon and all kinds of homemade rolls and orange juice, lots of coffee.
Boy, they don't miss eating in a place like Lake City, do they? They do it upright.
That's right. From water skiing to eating.
That's one of my favorite towns along the river.
Okay, thanks, Jurg.
All right, Howard.
It's coming up to 9:30 now, Central Standard Time. It's 46 degrees in the Twin Cities, about 48 degrees at Lake City, Minnesota, as we broadcast our Farm City Days. Tomorrow, it's Amory, Wisconsin. Amory, Wisconsin. Studio St. Paul, Minneapolis, 830 WCCO.